The worry that some parents have over vaccinating their kids, even right here in the United States, wasn't hypothetical for writer Eula Biss. She took her own anxiety over vaccines as a starting point for research for the book On Immunity, An Inoculation. Eula Biss spoke with my colleague Carol Hills.
The kind of things we've been talking about here, are those the kind of things that you ruminated over with your own hesitation about vaccinating your child?
You know, the project of this book was really for me to try to figure out what was behind the fears that drove my own hesitancy. So I was what is called now vaccine hesitant. I didn't vaccinate my son against the first disease on the schedule, which is the Hep B vaccination. And later, as I learned more about the ethics and the logic behind vaccination, I was curious about my own hesitancy and what had driven it. And so a lot of the project of the book was trying to look into my own emotional state at the time that I made that decision. And I think what I felt at the time was just I wouldn't have been able to articulate it well. It was a kind of amorphous sense of fear and caution. Part of this is also that we put a lot of pressure on mothers. And when something goes wrong with a child, the first person who gets blamed is a mother.
You write in your book about vaccine refusal in places like Pakistan and Nigeria. How was it understood as a form of anti-colonial resistance? Tell us more about that.
There was some fears about the idea that vaccination could be used as a secret weapon against a people to eradicate a population or limit a population. That isn't what was happening. The vaccines that were being administered were real vaccines. But it doesn't help that one of the ways that the U.S. government went after Osama bin Laden was with a fake vaccination campaign. And I think it was a dramatic mistake.
They were using it to collect DNA from people to try to place Osama bin Laden in the building where they suspected he was.
Yes, they wanted to locate his family, make sure it was really him so that they could target that compound. And so that then gives people all over the world a reason to fear that vaccination is being used for purposes other than the prevention of disease. And in almost every case, it's only being used to prevent disease, but that was an incredible misstep on the part of the government and the military, because it did give people reasons to fear something.
If it's a kind of response to colonialism in other countries, what is the kind of gut feeling for people who are against vaccinations in the U.S.? Is there a sort of common theme?
Yeah, there is. I think it's a relationship to power structures. And so that's true in the U.S. It's true in other countries. There's actually legitimate concerns here. That doesn't mean that the decision to not to vaccinate is right in an ethical sense or in a factual sense. But here and in other countries, it's an expression of mistrust and or broken trust.
Eula Biss, the author of On Immunity, An Inoculation. She was speaking there with The World's Carol Hills.